This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Hello, everyone. You're joining us again for another episode of Surreal Talk. We are back.
An atypical day, though.
Yes, yes. This is not our normal day. But to the podcasters, don't think that'll matter much.
Yeah, they'll talk to us on Monday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll see you. Oh, this time travel, really. I mean, if you think about it.
It's not time travel at all.
It is time travel.
And every episode is time travel.
Yeah, I mean.
Because we record on Saturday.
And so we need to get them, you know, we got the market cornered.
Where's our flex capacitor?
Yeah. Right. I don't know. I got nothing.
Anyway.
All right. Where's so what are we talking about paradox today, guys?
Well, once again, we welcome Armand, the third Beatle, or the fifth Beatle, or right. The third Surrealite, if you will. The first Surrealite. I don't know.
The 13th Apostle.
Right, there you go. Our good buddy Armand, he's got a topic he wanted to talk about. He's been kind of chewing on for a few weeks, month, I don't know, a while now.
Mm-hmm.
Masticating upon.
Ooh.
And we're calling
masturbating
it,
upon?
No.
Oh.
Masticating.
And we're calling this discussion, that's all this really is. We're not going to be giving a lot of figures. I don't know how you can give figures on this, but the pussification of America, that is the weakening of the people of America.
I can give you a figure.
Let's hear a figure.
Apparently in the United Kingdom, testosterone levels since the 60s are down 60%.
No shit.
Yeah.
That's true.
In males. That's according to one of the studies.
Well, that's what I heard.
60%.
So testosterone is primarily what's responsible for making men is what you...
Correct. That's the male hormone, yeah.
And it's what makes you macho, so to speak. More testosterone generally will make you more of a macho man.
Well,
macho man.
Yeah, I mean, village people aside, I would say, yeah, it's what makes you give you more muscle mass. It also apparently makes, man, not apparently, but it does definitely makes you more aggressive. And all these things, yeah, that we consider maleness.
Does it have to do with your penis?
Well, secondary sex characteristics, of course. Yeah.
Where's testosterone created at in the body?
Well, adrenal glands, and the testes. And the brain.
You ever ate a live adrenal gland from a human?
I bet people have. I'm sure. You know. I mean, and that's another thing. I guess we didn't discuss that, but there are certain foods that make you supposedly, you know, you eat bull testicles and.
And that helps your testosterone level.
Hold on,
yeah.
Is that direct consumption
of
testosterone?
Ram's horn, supposedly.
Oh, yeah, it's like Chinese herbal medicine. We're talking
right.
Deer penis and
yeah,
stuff
yeah,
like that.
Exactly.
Now, is that actually they're giving you more or less powdered testosterone, or is it something that increases your testosterone production naturally?
I don't ask me.
Dr. Armand, I ask you.
I'm not an endocrinologist and certainly not a herbalist. I don't know if you want my tips for increasing your testosterone that
I would like some tips, yes.
This is what I use. And then, you know,
I feel like I have low T.
Okay. Eat red meat.
Oh,
red
yeah.
Red meat, definitely.
100%.
And I think an attitude. Like, you know, when I go to the gym, which is virtually everyday attitude.
Oh.
You go to the gym and you lift heavy weights. And I would say probably do squats and bench press and cleans, deadlifts.
Clean and jerk or just clean?
Cleans, jerks too, or military press.
Yeah.
Any of these heavy lifts that take a lot of muscle groups.
Uh-huh.
You know,
and that helps you produce more?
The squat, and they've done studies on this. It just kicks in, apparently, all these heavy lifting and these multiple muscle group exercises give you a lot more than, you know, going in and doing the curling machine. Or,
right,
you
right.
Know. So that, and I think just walking around and being like this, you know, taking up space, we call it, at the
yeah.
gym.
Puffing your chest
yeah,
out.
Puffing and widen out your lats.
You're right. You know what? Something about
it. And just have a surly demeanor.
You project yourself. Your attitude can make you, right. Yeah, I agree with
and,
that.
And then you visualize your adrenals and your testes just pouring that shit out.
Bob White asks us in the chat, don't you mofos have jobs?
This is our job, isn't it?
Yeah, this is our job.
Yeah, it's a tough life.
This and
explosive actions. I'm not sure what that means, but yeah, explosive movements, I guess,
right,
helps. But
say spooky
yeah.
action at a distance.
So I've got a shit ton of talking points I want to talk about
Packing.
Today. I assume you guys do too. Anything right off the top that you guys want to start with?
Yeah. So do you think that the absenteeism of fathers has anything to do with the pussification of America?
Sure.
I would think not having a father could potentially make you tougher.
Well, you know, your dad,
think of the song A Boy Named Sue.
Yes.
Familiar with that?
Of course.
Yes.
He grew up without a father, and he had a shitty name, it made him very, very tough.
Yeah. Wasn't that Shel Silverstein wrote that song?
Was it?
I don't know.
That guy was a big hippie. So.
Yeah, the guy. Mm-hmm.
So, but traditionally, you know, like young men learn about manliness, manhood, all of that, the macho-ness.
Well, you learn how to
father.
Be a man from your father figure. That's
well, I think that was probably about 50 years ago when that song came out, right?
Boy Named Sue,
late 60s.
Probably,
okay,
yeah.
I think things have changed now. Now it's to the point we were talking about bullying, etc. Now, say you went to, when we were in school, if your name was Sue, I'm sure you'd be bullied and harassed to no end. And it probably would you either tough or make you tough or die, as the song says, right?
Yep.
So there was really no other. Now, there's an alternative. In fact, anybody that said would make fun of you for being Sue would probably get expelled from school.
That's bullying for sure.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
So bullying today, that's a good talk. I didn't have that anywhere on my notes, but bullying today, do you think that's overblown as a problem, or do you think it's the same as it always been, and it's just us as a pussified America are overblowing it?
Yes, there's always been bullying, I feel like. And I don't think that the right step is to teach your kids, like, I think the right step is to teach them that no matter what, there's going to be people out there that's going to bully you. There are always going to be assholes. It's how you deal with it. You know
sure.
what I mean?
Buck how do you up, teach a kid who's 8 yourself. Years old who hasn't had the time to learn how to cope with things like that to every day they go to school? Say they had a parent die, and you've got a kid at school that every day just drills you, hey, look at the kid with the dead dad or something like that. Yeah. I mean, how do you prepare your kid for that?
So I don't like to promote violence, but that's what I would do is promote violence.
Yeah, well, I don't think well, that's
the problem.
Maybe
I'm
a pussy, but.
But I think the problem, I don't know, maybe you guys are on the cusp of it, but I think these days it's like, yeah, even if you got bullied at school or whatever, and believe me, I wasn't a bully per se, but I was, you know, me, Mr. Insults. I would hurl insults at everybody. So at least people smaller than me. And anyway, you know, but then you went home, and hopefully your parents said, hey, don't, you know, whatever. Yeah. You got some advice, and, you know. But now I guess there's no surcease from this. You go home, and you're on Facebook, and they just pound the hell out of you.
That's true.
That's
social media
problem,
bullying is huge these days, too. Kids.
Yeah.
When
we were kids, there was nothing even close to social media.
No.
Right. So you went home,
and you walked
were
outside,
parents?
And you walked up and down the block to find another kid to play with.
Yeah, right. Everybody at school may have hated you, but you had a friend that was, you know, and you had your own little neighborhood.
Right.
I guess they don't have that now. Now this Facebook stuff. And
well,
you know,
parents don't let their kids play like we did when we were kids. When we were kids, and I'm sure it was different for you, the rule was, and I don't know if you remember this, be within yelling distance.
Yeah, if mom could step off the front porch and say, hey, get your ass home, you had to be able to hear.
Back on it, it's kind of Hoosierish, but, you know, that's the time we lived in. That's the time we lived in. We weren't allowed to be out past the
dude, I watched
lights
my,
on.
I watched my buddy. I watched my buddy when I was a kid almost put his eye out with a butter knife because he was taping it to the end of a stick because we were making bow and arrows. And, like, he was fucking
he's a real
fell
man.
Over on it. And, like, remember Noah? Fucking hit him right in the eye.
Last name H?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I don't remember that happening. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You remember that time we were playing with 22 bullets and that bullet went off and hit me in the foot?
Yeah.
Or hit me in the leg. I still got a scar.
Yeah.
Kids today don't do shit like that.
Yeah.
And hit me in the leg.
Wow.
Yeah. Kids today don't do shit like we used to do it. You know
but
what
no,
I mean?
No, that's my point. Is well, it the parents saying. Keeping like hover parents, for instance? Like,
I'm a hover parent.
I don't think the kids are interested. There's so much to do at home. I mean, you guys have all should know this.
Sure.
With video and everything. Yeah, I probably would have myself. I remember, you know, throwing quarters in the asteroid machine.
You had to go out to do that, though.
Yeah,
when we were kids,
we were
the first generation. Nintendo, Atari, that shit came out early 80s, mid 80s. We were really the first generation to benefit from, video games in the home.
Yeah.
And the rise of cable television, for instance. You had antenna TV, but you couldn't sit and veg like you could, you know, late 80s, early 90s on TV like when we could.
Well,
and these days, you've got a billion different channels. And on top of channels, which most kids probably don't know about, you have video on demand services such as Netflix or
your
Hulu
streaming services.
And these video games that you can play with another kid that's not even in your house.
Another good point. No point in even going to your friend's house anymore and playing any kind of physical game where you can hop on and play 5 hours of Fortnite. And that's your activity.
And you're as good as, literally as good as being right there with them. With the communication, the headset, everything. I mean, it's right there.
Do you think this is a weird term we're going to use here because we're talking about the pussification. Do you think it's more pussyish to play video games than it is to go outside and play?
Well, I think I was going to say, you know, I gave my hints about increasing testosterone. There are things that also decrease it, and that's, you know, inactivity for sure, which leads to obesity, which definitely fat cells, they found secrete estrogen.
Really?
So, yeah, the guys that are fatter have more estrogen in their system.
Woman.
Well, you're going to start getting bitch tits, et cetera, gynecomastia.
I've actually been really lucky in my life. I've got some, you know, a little bit of extra up here.
Boobies.
But I wouldn't describe myself as having tits.
So yeah, how old are you?
I'm only 37.
Okay.
So what?
Keep it up.
Keep it coming.
Yeah.
Armand, do you have tits?
No.
Now I'm going to sit
down. Hell no. Armand's like, I got pecs, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit back and worry, when going to be the day of my titties show up?
Yeah. They're going to come. They're going to knock on the door, just two titties. Everett, we're here.
Oddly enough, the bodybuilders, that was a big problem with them because they're injecting massive amounts of testosterone.
Right.
And their own testes and the adrenals break down, stop producing.
Yeah, we don't need to do that. They're lazy.
It's a lot.
Yeah, well, yeah, the overproduction of estrogen because of that.
Their own
well, that's why a lot, and we talked about this earlier, that's why after a course of steroids, you have to take that anti-estrogen or estrogen blocker or testosterone
Nalvadex
booster.
Nalvadex was the big one, you know, anti-estrogen.
That's so that you don't get tits.
But that's, what you're talking about definitely leads to lower, and apparently in the water supply, there's a lot of estrogen.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
So they're trying to put so there
it's
is
from
a,
all these women taking all this birth control and they piss it out and that gets in the water.
That's
supply.
A huge problem right now. Is
seriously
the amount of hormones that are in
don't
the water
fuck
supply
me
and drugs?
Here, guys.
Like you take a look at a city's municipal water supply, the recycled shit, you can find cocaine in it. I mean, every type of different
what city
antidepressant, any city.
I mean, like I think they said that like the water in New York City has gone through a human body like 8 times. By the time you drink it or whatever, you know, it's recycled basically. But the thing is. Most of those, like antibiotics, et cetera, things in the water, really, you need really high levels of it to affect you.
Right.
So don't get crazy about drinking water. But apparently, estrogen, you don't need very much, like progesterone and estrogen. Little small amounts of it really can affect you more, which is why, you know, it seems like women are getting, you know, we always say, man, these 13-year-old girls look like 20-year-olds now.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, the menstruation patterns, et cetera, are changing because of all these hormones. And that's women. Men,
I had to buy my 8-year-old daughter a sports bra.
Jesus Christ, 8 years old.
8 years old.
Well, let me ask you this: so you guys have sons? I don't know.
No, I know sons.
No son.
Okay, no son. What would you say if your son came home? Because I just saw Frank said somebody bullied him and he hit him with a basketball in the face.
Hell
holy
yeah!
Shit,
okay, is that what you
that.
Tell him? Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I like okay, I so said, man. I
just take a shot at him.
Maybe
huh?
to a fault, I'll project violence.
I don't think that's what if that violence then like. Say they have no chance of physically being able to counteract their tormentor. Say that they go up and they punch a kid, but they have no power behind it. Or that kid is just a hoss and could take a punch like a fucking dragon. You know what I mean? Dragons take punches as well. It's well known. Look it up. Read a book, Armand.
Duh.
But what then? What do you tell them then? Whenever they have no physical recourse, no verbal recourse, generally the school systems don't help them. I mean.
So. I had this
that's
happen.
That's a tough one.
And I'm a hothead, and I didn't deal with it properly. I went up to the school because there was this kid, and he actually hit Al, my daughter. And so I went up to the school, and
a girl or a boy?
My daughter's a girl. The kid was a boy that
hit
her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, hit her in the face, slapped her. So I went up to the school, and I told the principal, I said, get the kid down here into the office. I want to talk to him. And then the principal's like, we can't do that, Eric. We're not going to bring this kid down.
Yeah,
here.
I don't blame him.
Okay, about the
right.
parent?
Yeah, you don't have a right for that.
So here's where I went. Next.
Or right to the parent.
Yeah. I said, get his fucking dad down here.
Right.
And I want to talk to his dad about how he raises his fucking son, because me and his dad obviously have a fucking problem here. If he's going to teach his son to be hitting a girl.
Yeah, he totally didn't go at this right.
No, and well, Mr. Stemack goes, you know, Eric, you need to calm down. Whoa, just got to play football for you when I was in seventh fucking grade. Don't mean you know me. Shut up.
Oh, come on. You really said that?
Yeah.
What an asshole.
I know. I was mad, dude. Ooh. My daughter's crying. Eric, a little boy hit her in the face.
Yeah, I mean.
That's what I said. Get his fucking dad down here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So you're a savage.
I got
so
thrown out. I got thrown out.
Good. They did the right thing. I would have
thrown out. What happened? How'd that issue get resolved?
Probably didn't, because Eric got thrown out and didn't do it the right way to actually get it resolved.
I said I'm a hothead. Okay.
Right,
maybe looking
right
back,
way?
Was it the right way?
Or maybe you ought to look internally and find out why you're a hothead and stop being a hothead.
I
used to be a hothead.
I don't know what to do.
I would think, you know, if you go down there and say, look, if my child gets hit again, I'm going to look for a lawyer. Now, that'll throw this fear of God into them.
Yeah,
I'll sue the damn school.
What could a school do about a kid getting bullied, though?
What does it matter? They don't need a lawsuit. Believe me, a lawyer's going to take it. They're going to take some action.
That's fine. I guess that's true. They don't want to have
whether
to spend
they win
the
or
money.
Lose. Yeah,
right.
Win or lose, you lose. Believe me, in a lawsuit.
Yeah, no shit.
So listen, my kid comes home with a bloody nose, and I have told you, and it's a boy hitting her, I'm getting a lawyer.
Yeah.
Believe me, somebody's going to get sued.
Yeah, I agree.
That might get some... action, because that's even more scary than, you know, I'll kick your ass to most people. You know, I wouldn't. I never really cared if a patient kicked me in the balls, but don't
Nicole
get a lawyer.
Said, this is Nicole. Why I'm Team Eric. Oh yeah, Keegan. Keegan said this is why I'm Team Eric.
See, why? Because Eric's a fucking what's
mad
the
man?
Word? Savage.
Yeah, well, fucking madman.
Well, that's what we're discussing today. But is that a? So I guess what I was going to say is we agree, and I think all the listeners pretty much so far. Heretofore answering.
I never
agree.
Bullied you.
No, there is a right. There is a low testosterone comparatively, right?
Right.
You say, is that a bad thing? Is it better for boys to be quote more like women, more like more sensitive, yeah,
that's
more nurturing?
It just depends. Like a lot of people define, you know, like manhood and womanlyhood, like by aggressiveness, yeah, and how you
that's
act
if you subscribe to gender roles as they've been played out to us for since the beginning of society.
Well, right, and that's another thing that a lot of people are saying is causing pussification of America is the multiple genders that they're bringing out and the different, you know, hell, I had a thing on it right here.
I'll Google it. Find out the list.
Well, aren't we fighting? That's what I'm my thesis is. We're fighting evolution pretty much because that's how we evolved, right? And in fact, you brought up the Neanderthals. Really, the reason the Neanderthals kind of petered out and went extinct is because they didn't have the compartmentalization of duties that the Homo sapiens did. Men went out and hunted and fought, and women stayed home and nurtured and took care of the kids. And they had this dichotomy that made us, and the Neanderthals apparently didn't have that. And that's what really led to the Homo sapiens, because they weren't really stupider than Homo sapiens, apparently.
Right.
And as far as brain size, et cetera. It was just that the Homo sapiens were more efficient in the way that they survived, you know, and took care of their children and hunted, apparently. That's, you know, I'm not sure that's true. I'm not an anthropologist, but that's one of the theses of these people. Not feces.
Feces?
Theses.
Touched by a 12-gauge.
I know what Eric's going to say before he says it.
Touched by a 12-gauge says in the chat. Homegrown teacher, that Eric, teach her how to do a right hand slap to the jawline, open hand, twist the hips, plant, defeat, knock them on their ass, I tell you.
That's a pretty good.
That's horrible advice.
What, you think? What,
you think telling his kid to go to school and slap another kid is a great idea?
No, I think a kick to the nuts is better.
Agreed.
No, I like the slap. The slap is a good, believe me, a well-applied slap is a very
Let me
deterrent.
Ask you this then. If you think now that your kid... Violence is the answer now, finally. Then why didn't you raise your kid in the first place to the point where they were an alpha, so to speak, to where it wasn't even a problem in the first place? Now you're coming, Johnny come lately, be like, oh, you shouldn't be a pussy. How I've raised you all this time.
I never say stuff like
that's
that.
That's kind of what
kid.
You're...
No, I tell her how to deal with situations when she has them.
If you're telling her to go fight somebody, you're pretty much saying, stop being a pussy.
Let's be real here. I don't tell her to go fight people.
Well, then stop.
I tell her if
she's... Let's be truthful here.
If she's in a situation that she can't handle and someone's going to cause her physical harm, then, and if it's a boy, she needs to kick them right between the legs. 100%.
Absolutely, defend yourself.
100%.
But to say that... You have a bully, and what you should do now is go and more or less attack that person.
Have I ever said that I told her to attack people?
I think that's what you were saying earlier.
When?
You said you would incite, you would say go ahead and do violence is more or less what you said.
That's what I just said. If there's no other way around it, you have to
obviously.
Defend. Defending yourself is violence if it comes to that.
That's not what you were making out. Earlier you insinuated more or less attacking the person.
But, I mean, I think now in this, I don't want to bring up, this isn't politics. Remember, you heard about the poor girl in Iowa that was killed.
No.
Well, she's just jogging. What was her name? Molly. Anyway, she was just jogging along and was accosted and killed and hidden in a cornfield, etc. So I think
Molly Tibbetts.
Tibbetts, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, do you guys teach her? Because I'm almost at a point where I have four nieces, and I've done a lot of self defense stuff, and I'm almost at the point that I want to teach them, you know, bullying aside, that you probably and that may be good, you know, that slap is a very, believe me, that's a pretty good deterrent.
Uh-huh.
Or poking the eyes or whatever.
Right, right.
I think there's certain things that women ought to young girls and women to defend themselves.
Let me ask you this. Do you think the women of today need to be any more prepared to contend with an aggressive society now than versus before? So say are men or society in general more aggressive and more dangerous than they were? Do women now need to have a better knowledge of defense? Or should they have always had that defense? And now we're just looking into it as something that, why haven't we been teaching our women to defend themselves?
That I don't know.
Are men the same as they've always been? Or attackers, so to speak?
I don't know.
Or is it worse?
I don't know. Because if you say it's worse, then you would say that men aren't being as much pussies. If you're saying that it's worse, you would say that men are more aggressive.
At least
now.
Saying, you're right, exactly. We're just saying as a percentage, yeah. But then I think that makes it even worse that the people that are, and there are always going to be these people that are aggressors and the
right.
bullies,
it's the same thing as any vocal minority.
We're not prepared for them.
It's a vocal minority, so to speak.
Yeah.
It's the few that you hear about.
Right.
Right, fair.
So.
I don't know. I mean, that's – I'd like to hear what the listeners say. But I do think that, yeah, it makes them see – and somebody brought up toxic masculinity. There it is. I don't know about that.
How would you describe toxic masculinity? Whenever you're overly masculine, overly macho, like – that guy's a bitch. You know what I mean? Quit being a bitch.
Is that what you think toxic?
I would say that's pretty kind of toxic.
Right? What do you think, Armand? Yeah,
it's
I would
hard
agree.
To describe that. I mean, to me, it's
toxic
masculinity. An oxymoron, because I don't find anything about masculinity toxic. The thing is,
well, what if you have a guy that's like, you know, so macho that he basically refers to anybody who does anything, you know, pussy-ish, if you will, as a bitch all the time. Like, man, that guy over there is a bitch. Look at
pussy.
Him reading a book. He's a bitch.
Yeah. What a bitch.
Yeah. I mean, do you find... I find
there is a point where a man can be so up in his masculinity that he can be toxic. Well, I agree with that. That is a thing.
I think my theory is, and of course, this is just mine. It's certainly not substantiated by anything. That's what sports are all about. I mean, you know, when I was young, I wrestled. So you took out all your aggressions on the guy on the mat with you, or football, or, you know, you played these sports, and that's how, you know, because here again, masculinity, not necessarily toxic or un, is a drive for competitiveness, apparently, to physicality, a drive to win,
right.
You know, that sort of thing, and all these things. And violence, more or less, because when you're 18, let's face it,
have to be a masculine.
No, not necessarily, but that's,
no.
The
again,
testosterone
that's assigning,
makes it so.
That's assigning certain things to a gender, you know what I mean? To make
well, it
a classic.
But I think that's part of testosterone.
Aria Blake makes a few good points in the chat here.
Number one, Aria,
she says, why don't we teach men not to attack? Which, I mean, for the most part, she's, do. You're not.
Well, yeah, she's right in the one
right.
But teach everyone not to attack. Men, women,
right. And then
whatever
she says,
gender you
all I know is if
with.
I had a son and I found out, you know, and somebody at the school told me that he hit a girl, I'd give him a pretty good going over.
Yeah.
You know, I would definitely tell them, you don't do it. If you do it again, you're going to deal with me.
Yeah.
And I'll show you what it feels like to get hit in the face.
Yeah.
But I would think. So I kind of do, you know. But here again, that maybe that kid only has one parent, just a mother, unwed mother or whatever.
So what do you think?
Let's take that a little further. Rumor earlier I said the kid had a parent who had died.
Yeah.
Say their other parent is completely depressed.
Right.
And they have no one at home telling them how to do this. Now they've got a bully at school. With nothing else. Now what's your take on bullying? Just in general. Because now that's a bully with a kid who has no...
I don't know what you're asking me here.
I'm just saying, like, as a cultural problem, bullying at that level, what can we do about it? You know, to keep it from happening, what kind of...
We need to teach other kids to be sympathetic. Like, our kids just need
difficult.
To be sympathetic as
so
far as that goes.
You can classify that then as a pussification response, to teach people to be more sensitive to others. I mean, that's exactly the pussification I would say you're talking about, right? Whenever
to an extent to where you don't bully
line.
Someone
yeah.
about their parent dying. That's not being a pussy to say, hey, bro, stop that shit. What the fuck's
I think
wrong
is.
With you?
I think classically
For
the macho
to,
definition
no,
of being
no,
a pussy,
no,
which
no.
is what we're talking about here.
If Armand's making fun of you because your parent died and I'm in the same class, it is not pussy of me to go, Armand, why don't you quit fucking making fun of him? His parent just died. What the fuck's wrong with you?
So
I think other
that's
people...
That's teaching kids to be heroes to other kids. I'm talking about a kid, you know, just in general, is it enough of a problem? Whenever you have bullying, just in general, take parents out of it, that we need to make a change in the curriculum of children to make them aware of what implications this has on themselves and the children that they bully. Ooh. Do you think that is something that needs to happen?
Well,
maybe.
But weren't you? I mean, I think that's part of. You know, that was if you watch these old movies. We were talking about old movies and the American male of yesteryear.
Yeah,
versus
there you go.
Today.
Perfect seg.
Okay, if you look at these old John Wayne movies or even Clint Eastwood or whatever, they never beat up anybody smaller than them. You know, that was part of being a man.
Generally,
you don't pick on girls, right? You don't fight guys. You don't hit a guy with glasses. You don't pick on a guy that, you know, like I said, we all know in school, there were guys even
you
when
might
I was in school.
Kick him in the ass or something like that. Get out of here.
I don't know if they annoyed you enough, but I don't think, you know, like being a bully was not being a man, right? I mean, that wasn't, you didn't go around slapping women around.
That's a good goddamn point. Being a bully is not being a man.
No. Right. I don't call that masculinity. That's something else.
It's faux masculinity. Being a pussy is what that is.
Right.
Yeah, that's more pussification.
Which
that's why there's
I'm
more
saying.
Bullies now because everybody's getting pussified.
Well, yeah.
And you think there's some sort of internal conflict with their, like,
yeah.
I think
yeah,
I'm a pussy.
That's
so
why they're picking on
the
other people's because
right.
they're in their own self. They don't feel like they're masculine enough, so in order to show that masculinity,
right.
they're going to have to...
You have a bounce back.
You have to show it off, you know, right. inflict some sort of emotional or physical harm on someone else to prove to yourself that you're that masculine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That my take.
Which is what, like, here again, if I had a son and he was beating up a girl, I'd say, look, you want to fight people? Fine. I'd enroll him in some kind of martial arts class or go to wrestling or play football.
Right.
And I want you to, you know, okay, you get in a fight over there, play hockey, whatever. and take on people your own size. You know, that's part of being a man to me. Not picking on somebody that's smaller, younger.
100% agree.
Or, you know, somebody that's in a wheelchair or something like that. And I would really kill my son if I found out that he was making fun of somebody in a wheelchair or had like mental retardation.
Yeah,
and
my daughter knows.
I would not put up with
that. Like my daughter knows. I teach my daughter, you know, it's not nice to make fun of people.
Correct.
You know, you don't want to be there to hurt people. You want to be there to help people.
That's part of being a man.
Yeah. Well,
a man doesn't do that. I mean, you're talking to a daughter.
Right.
And that's
a good human doesn't do that. Regardless of being a man or a woman, a good human doesn't do that to people. You know what I mean? If you've got any sort of, you know, sense at all, you're not going to senselessly make fun and intentionally hurt someone.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I think it's projected upon this toxic masculinity, and I think that's why it's misplaced. Because that was never what, you know, I'm not an advocate of, you know, you tell your son, hey, you make fun of anybody, you kick his ass, you know, anybody that's less, has, you know, less physical ability than you or mental ability, you can make fun of them because they're not really. No, it's the opposite.
It's not.
Those are people
same
who try to help.
Yep.
And if you see somebody bullying them, I want you to get involved.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I want you to defend them.
Right.
That's
yes.
what being a man's about to me. Or a woman. And here again, I think that it's better. And I think somebody said that, you know, probably one of our lady friends said, you know, I don't have a problem with women doing that too.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think
short of like the conspiracy and the chemical things that you were talking about with testosterone and estrogen, I think more it's like, We just aren't teaching our kids right anymore. Maybe that could have something to do with it. You know, that they're just...
Right. Well, that's the pussification. I think it's part of academia now that, you know...
Yeah, it could,
there is no difference between...
Everybody's got to be
PC. Is the pussification a side effect of teaching kids not to bully and being politically correct?
I think it's it's more blurring.
You can be a nice person and not be a pussy, which means politically correct and not be a bully, but still be... masculine or be...
But I think we're blurring the lines between masculine and feminine, and also being masculine is a pejorative term now. It's toxic masculine to be, you know, to be tough and to you know, portray yourself.
I can see that. A lot of people,
tough. It's like, you mess with me, I'm going to kick your ass.
Would you consider somebody almost a joke who would go to be a tough guy? Like, say, like, I want to be like Jason Statham, for instance. I want to be an outwardly tough man with a, you know... biting fucking wit and
but fight for the right
is that wrong?
That's the thing.
No, it's not wrong at all.
Well, some people might say it is.
But with the rise of like social justice warriors and stuff like that on the internet now, it's like you can't like everyone is offended by something. You know what I mean?
That's a problem. I agree. Yeah, things that you know. Because I remember my wrestling coach. You know what he used to say?
I got a theory about that, by the way.
You know, we love adversity. The more adverse it gets, the more things that are against us, you know, like the time we got to get up or the guy we're wrestling's tougher.
Right.
We love that. Don't embrace that.
Right.
You know, that's part of being like, I think we're so comfortable in this country and we're so used to all these creature comforts that we've forgotten that life is not, that's not what life was, at least evolutionary.
No, not at all.
It is everywhere. Think about kids in Africa and families over there.
Still is.
Who their big problem of the day is, am I getting a meal?
Or clean water.
And our kids today.
Am I going to get eaten by a jaguar?
Right. And our kids today have the problems first thing in the morning is my Netflix working?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, those are first
world
problems.
Right, man.
And
have we run out of problems as a society? Are we creating our new problems to bitch about?
Yeah, I think so.
And are the younger generations quicker to bitch about simple things than what we would be? We as a society, I think, are much quicker to fucking whine about something. Whining is huge.
True.
Whining
and I think
about
a lot
stupid
of
things.
Yeah.
I mean, and I don't mind whining about, you know, like I said, there's a lot of injustice.
I don't have any food. I'm cold. Yeah.
Was it Louis C.K. who made the joke about the guy? He was on a flight with him, and they had just put Wi-Fi on the plane. And the guy loaded up his laptop and started watching a movie. And a couple minutes into it, the movie stops. He's like, I can't believe the Wi-Fi is not working on this airplane. You know, 35,000 miles feet in the air, going 500 mile an hour. And he's bitching that the Wi-Fi is not on. You know what I mean? I mean,
are we
an entitled society now? Is that because that's
we're spoiled
what
is what we are as a society.
We're weak.
Spoiled.
And we're weak.
You think we're weak?
I think we're weak.
What makes you say that, Armand?
Well, first of all, the Army can't find enough 18 to 20-year-olds that can pass the damn physical to join the Army.
Maybe they need to change their standards.
Well, they probably will.
They lower the standards.
Yeah, but that's not the answer.
So we have worse
in high school on the
soldiers?
Walls? No, on high school in the walls in the main building, there was pictures of classes passed.
Yeah.
Pictures of all the students from the 70s, the 60s. What did the men look like in those pictures? The boys. You call them boys.
Long
now.
Hair, tight they look pants. Like men. They look like.
Full mustaches, full beards.
You're right, they did.
Tall. They look like 30-year-old men these days.
And now kids are getting shorter and smaller. And yeah, you're right, man. High
they
schoolers
look like
used
junior
to be,
high school kids graduating high school now.
Exactly. And now, like, yeah, 100%. That's right. What happened? What's the change there where people were bigger and
it
more
could be
muscular
the loss of
and
testosterone.
Masculine?
You don't see kids having the same type of, you know, development.
I couldn't grow a complete mustache and goatee until I was like 25 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean? That's but again, I had a buddy who was completely bald at 25.
Jeez. Well, I mean, speaking of PT, I mean, or PE, you can't even play dodgeball now, apparently. You know,
they got rid of that when we were kids, though. You can play dodgeball.
You can?
Yeah. No, you can't.
We couldn't.
I know when I drive by the
we
high school.
We played Tackle Tom, though.
I don't see anybody. Yeah. I don't. Well,
only
yeah,
boys.
We used
Tackle
to play
Tom
that.
Will fuck you up.
Right.
I caught an elbow to the throat.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, we call it smear the.
Oh, know, yeah.
That's what we call it. Everybody, you know, whoever gets a ball, you kill him.
Uh-huh. It was Red Rover with one team in the middle.
One guy in the middle on his knees.
Starts the team, yeah. Starts his Red Rover team.
So, yeah, there was like. You know, like 20 people lined up with one guy in the middle on his knees.
Yeah.
Everybody had to run past him to the other side of the gym. Now he had to grab a hold of somebody,
Could take down. And then now they're in the middle.
And now there's two people in the middle.
Last person's
last
running
person
back and forth.
Running back and forth one. Oh, yeah. Tackle Tom was fun, man.
They never play it now.
Yeah, you can't play that now.
No.
That's part of the liability, though. I mean, they don't
want you to. Did you ever see anybody get seriously hurt playing that game? I don't think I ever did.
No, I took an elbow to the throat, though, and could hardly breathe for a while.
Quit being a pussy.
Yeah, right. See? There it is. Exhibit A.
Oh, I got hit in the throat.
Jordan Heiser also from Edwardsville, says proven statistic that the average man has less testosterone nowadays.
I agree with that. I agree with that. But I mean, that's, I don't know if, but is it a conspiracy as befits this?
Is there a group out
show?
There introducing,
right? Is this
some sort of thing?
Is this
into
deliberate?
The
do you think, I think the government would love it.
Could be.
Do you think it's deliberate?
It certainly could be. Why not? You know, what's the best thing to have? A bunch of pussies, you know, with no drive, no ambition, because that's part of being a male too. Or and a woman too. I really think being part of, you know, women. Well, we're discussing it. I'm not trying to be. I'm not trying to derogate women because it's proven now. There's more women in college. There are more women. I believe going to law school and probably medical school.
I'm going to touch
and
on what Adam
much,
Larson
they're more
said.
Successful. They really are.
So Adam Larson,
take my hat off to him.
In the chat says, I was listening to a podcast called Butterfly Effect, and they were explaining how porn has screwed up testosterone levels. So let me go a little deeper into that because I have a little thing
go
on that right
here.
Go
deeper into porn.
Yes,
so this is a direct excerpt from an article. Let me find here. Returnofthekings.com, Beginner's Guide to the Pussification of America. And let me find it again. So internet porn. The
ubiquity.
That one. Of internet porn has also contributed to the pussification of men. At first glance, this seems counterintuitive. Doesn't it? Seeing thousands of vaginas make you more manly? Unfortunately, it has the opposite effect. Men are supposed to be out in the big world trying to find a woman. Internet porn tricks our minds and bodies into thinking that we are already wildly successful in the sex department. It saps the vital energy that should be used to track down a real woman. Internet porn has already had a devastating effect in Japan, where it has contributed to the rise of herbivore men, who find it much easier to sit in their rooms and beat off. Instead of pursuing,
I was just
going to
say that. Think about
an actual female.
If all you're used to as a kid is playing video games, you don't know girls. Porn's a real easy thing for you to get now because of the internet. You grow up slowly. You never lose your virginity. You pretty much become a cave troll for the rest of your life just because you got porn.
Yeah.
Why bother?
Well, I think that definitely there are. That's part of the. I don't know about porn per se, but you know, obviously the birth rates are going way down in most societies, European.
Is that
especially.
A pussification thing? You think how most people these days. Don't Rainey, want children.
Rainey Lopez, he said he'd been 6'2", full beard, 200 pounds. He was 14.
Wow. Big guy.
Son of a bitch.
All right. Maybe. Yeah, hey. Well, what am I on my foot?
He's Hispanic. Maybe that's the thing with Hispanic. Us Caucasians.
I don't know.
We're pussyfying full on.
Could
so
be.
It's only a matter of time before we're off the top of the thing.
But there again,
ACK
I mean,
about that one.
But. Now, listen, I don't know about you guys, but I know when I was in college, et cetera, and not long after, there were probably acts I did that now would be deemed unacceptable as
right.
far as you know, my mating habits. You know what I mean?
Go on.
Well, I mean, Ocho Man will tell you. We were in a hotel one night, and we met some girls. And
I know the story.
Yeah,
go on, I'd like to hear it.
Picked one of them up in the fireman's carry position and caveman her to her room.
And she was fine with it?
Well, she struggled at first.
No means maybe.
Oh, no, Armand.
Anyway, but that was 1985, you know, okay? So,
So what do you think about, like, I mean, these days we have MMA?
You get killed. You go. You'll go to jail for that now. I mean, you're
yeah, I don't think we should dwell on this one, Armand. You should
well,
probably just let the statute of limitations.
Yeah, it's over. Yeah, we'll just but I'm just saying, could you imagine? I don't think you can. Even, I don't think you can make an innuendo.
Armand doesn't like the term rape. He calls it struggle snuggle.
Struggle snuggle. That's too good.
No, it's just a heated debate.
Good old force fuck, you know.
Force fuck. Yes. Mm-hmm. That term rape gets a bad. No.
Oh my God.
Here we are joking about rape. God, what has the show come to? Full circle. That's Armand's fault, everyone, not ours. Yeah.
No, I had a woman that, you know, I was trying, no. And finally I picked her up and took her into the bedroom, literally. She says, "That's what I've been waiting for you to do all night."
See, that's a problem,
literally
too.
Said
you got a lot
that.
Of these women these days who want to have that. You know, they want to play hard to get to a point. Like, you'll see it, like, on Craigslist. Not anymore. They took that away, like, the personals. But, I want to be, you know, I want the rape fantasy. Come to my house. And then you see guys who are doing that, putting ads for women out and getting them raped, too. So that's a whole big problem.
Right. I've seen guys who want my wife come over and rape my wife while I watch things. I mean, there's all kinds of.
Yeah, how do you know that's
deviants.
Really the guy's wife?
I don't know, you know, but that's beside. But I'm just saying, nowadays.
That's a good point. Is cuckolding a pussification thing? Because that's got a real big thing that's going on.
I don't know.
I think that is a. I think that's
you think
a,
so? Armand said, yeah, that's a pussy.
I think it's a symptom. I don't think it's a cause.
I mean, there's a lot of symptoms. Takes
well,
a lot of different.
Little,
I mean, there's certain things that can make you a pussy instantly, I guess. But then if you add up the points, you can be a pussy in a lot of other ways.
But I have to ask again: is this a bad thing? Because a lot of people say, "Hey, we got to get rid of this toxic masculinity."
I don't think calling someone a pussy in just a general way is a good thing at all. I don't think that America's become a pussyfied. I think maybe we're becoming more polite. Militantly polite in certain ways, which is annoying.
Yeah, that is. It can get annoying. The social justice warrior stuff gets on my nerves sometimes, man.
Right,
everybody's a white knight, you know what I mean?
And
what
if, like you said,
that's what I was going to say. I had a point about that, too. I don't think it's the fact that people are so dead set for the principles. Like, I think they like to come as the white knight in front of other people and be the hero. You know
right.
what I mean?
I agree with that.
Don't call him, hey, everybody look at me. Don't call him a pussy. Don't
that's
do
not
that. You
nice.
Shouldn't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
They get
I
to
agree.
Do devil's advocate. They get to be an authority figure and a hero all at once. I mean, that's a stroke right there.
Well,
I'm not saying that's for everybody, but I'm saying that's a big part of it.
I think the other big point you guys made that is the offense that people take at virtually anything. I mean, is there anything somebody can just say
I think that's
to you
along the same way. It's
that
like,
offends you that much?
I think people get offended because they should be offended
right.
a lot of the times.
But, I mean, is there any – I don't know if there's really any – I mean, you can insult my Armenian heritage. I don't like you saying about my mother. I mean, that almost – that's about it.
There's buttons that can be pushed.
But still, I mean, okay, but what do you do about it?
I would remove myself from a situation before I let somebody get to that button, though. Like, as soon as I see somebody starting to get salty, and I know they're going to try to push buttons, it takes a lot to get to those buttons that would actually make me get to the point where just words are going to make me violent.
Right.
A lot. But I would remove myself well before that situation. I could see, you know, Abe asshole here is trying to, you know, start some shit. I'm out. I don't need it.
But it's got to get personal with me.
I honestly don't know what's – nobody's ever, like, in my adult life has tried to take me to that point. So I don't know what someone could say to take me over the edge and make me mad. I don't think that anyone out there has the power over me to piss me off on that.
Well, see, in my younger days when
it can happen.
In a moment, sure, but not like just coming at me. Like, I don't know what, like right now, if you tried to start what you could say to make me mad.
Oh, I can get you to fight me in this studio right now.
You
I can get you
could.
To fight me right now, I promise.
Uh-oh. You probably could, but not another person in this building could probably hit my buttons.
Yeah, your brother. But I mean, I always, and I always went to this, if there's going to be a fight, and usually if it's a bar or whatever, I would just immediately insult the guy's mother, probably call her a whore or something.
Yeah.
If he's going to fight you, he's going to throw a punch after that. If not, there's going to be no fight.
Right, right.
That was my kind of gauge, you know, in my younger days when I was kind of looking for it.
Right. Did you get in many fights, Armand?
Oh, yeah, a lot of fights.
Armand's a wrestler, dude. Wrestlers are fighters. They like to use
that. I had toxic
masculinity.
I know. I got in a fight.
Makes sense. All wrestlers are pretty much toxic masculine assholes.
I was a bad drunk, too.
I got in a fight with
bad.
A wrestler one time. And I'm
that's
like,
not good.
No, he beat me up with his body. I won the fight.
Right.
He gave up. But after I felt like I fucking lost. I was sore for like two fucking weeks, dude.
Well, they want to take you down and you
yeah,
know,
they
make
don't,
it
stick
man.
Their thumb up your Ooh. Butt.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Fight a wrestler.
Check your oil. Isn't that what they call it?
Yeah, that's it. Is it? Your brake fluid. Anyway.
We got about three more minutes. Anything you guys want to get through due to our new time constraints thing?
We actually have 6 extra minutes that we need to do on top of that because 6 minutes was for the pre.
Intro, outro.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, I mean, the symptoms of low T, I think I should
Yeah, what are the symptoms of low T?
Listlessness, I guess.
What do you mean by that?
Just no energy.
I think we need to hit this up again as another time. Honestly, I think there's more that we haven't touched here, and we could definitely have more conversation on this.
I agree.
Oh, I don't know. Does everybody agree? You know, the listeners are who listeners dictate what we discuss.
Maybe it would be kind of cool Monday to come back in if there's studio time and do this some more and have some let people think about it and come back in.
Second part.
Yeah.
Hit us up on the Facebook group, everyone, if you would like to suggest a few talking points, because I think we'll come back to the pussification of America round two
after Monday, because the podcast will be released on Monday. So
It'll be Wednesday or so, maybe Thursday.
So sometime, we want to get back in and talk about this again. I don't think we're done with it. So email us at info@SerialTalkPodcast. Get us on Facebook, Twitter, email Armand, however you can get a hold of him. Plenty of Fish.
Yeah, Plenty of Fish, Tinder.
Yeah, you're going to have to say your location.
Christian Mingle.
Yeah, right. Plenty of Fish. I'll be on all of them. Tinder.
No, thanks for joining us today on this weird Friday time. This is going to allow us to have a 3-day weekend, which will be awesome.
Yes,
happy Labor Day.
Generally,
everybody.
We are lucky to have a 1-day weekend or 1.5-day with Real Talk every Saturday.
Yeah.
So this is nice for us. Other than that, check out YoRadio.com. It's our streaming radio platform that we're partnered with Lineup Media Group. They got some really great stations to check out, from country to classic rock. Talk stations, reggae.
We will actually be going from now on. Not from now on. In a couple of weeks, our show will literally be live on Yo Radio.
They have a station called The Lineup, which is dedicated to the shows here at Lineup Media Group.
Right.
So we'll be taking up a slot on that station. In fact, they've been talking to me forever about it, and I haven't been able to put it as a priority to create a conspiracy channel, get a hold of other conspiracy paranormal podcasters.
Have them on your radio.
I just haven't had the time. But that'd be really cool.
Yeah, it would.
Be really cool. Anyway, I guess that's it. We'll catch you guys next week. Armand, any final thoughts? Don't be a pussy.
Heavy lifting and, visual.
Say your prayers, eat your vitamins, talk to your parents.
That's right, brother.
Visualize your testes pouring that stuff out.
All right, guys. We'll catch you we'll catch
all
later.
The prayers, all the vitamins, and all the brothers, and all the brothers, brother.
Make a man out of you.
Please, wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com. And subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter, and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
I'm mad as hell! I'm not going to take it anymore!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.